And now on with the local news. A caravan was burnt out on Whitlingham Lane in Norwich hours after it had been ordered to leave. The Norwich Lord Mayor's coach has been damaged by moths. A new sensory garden has been opened at the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind's Magpie Road premises by the High Sheriff of Norfolk. The current High Sheriff is Lady Agnew of Alton, and she is expected to also visit Chatterbox later this year. A warning has been issued about the opening of fake bank accounts.
On the 4th of June, Norfolk County Council served direction to leave notices to six caravan owners parked on Whitlingham Lane, south of Norwich. It comes after residents in the area claimed people had been stealing water from their outside taps and electricity from external charge points. Hours after the notices were served, Norfolk Fire Service was called to Whitlingham Lane to reports of a caravan on fire. Crews from Carrow and Earlham attended the scene to extinguish the blaze. A photograph taken shows one of the caravans, which had been parked close to the entrance to Whitlingham Country Park, completely gutted by fire. The area has been used as an unofficial parking spot for several years by people living in vans and caravans. But residents claim the number of vehicles permanently parked on the lane has increased significantly in the past 18 months.
A piece of the city's civic history has been sent away for a £13,500 spruce-up after being persistently munched by moths. The Lord Mayor's coach, which was built in the 1850s, has carried many a mayor through its life, but is now retired to pride of position on display at Strangers Hall. However, its new home has not come without a price, as the civic coach has found itself at the mercy of the common clothes moth. In the past, Rentokil Pest Control would encase the coach in a bubble, which we would fill with carbon dioxide and suffocate them, but the little blighters would always come back. We would do this on around a 5-year circle, but now health and safety regulations do not allow us to deal with them in this way anymore. The root of the problem is the horse hair in the upholstery of the coach used to cushion the seat, which is particularly enticing to the insects. Instead, museum service conservators have elected to strip and replace the upholstery and replace it with a foam filling to deter the moths. To complete these works, the coach has been sent to a firm based in Kent, which will carry out the project.
Visually impaired people in a Norwich care home can spend their summer enjoying a new sensory garden, thanks to the generosity of a former resident's family. High Sheriff of Norfolk, Lady Agnew of Alton, officially opened the new garden at the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind's Magpie Road premises. It is home to the Thomas Towell House care home and 20 supported housing flats, which will all be able to enjoy the new garden that features fragrant plants as well as textural plants which are designed to be touched. NNAB Chief Executive Gina Dormer said, "For visually impaired people, stimulating their other senses is so important, so this sensory garden will be very much appreciated by our residents and visitors. It has taken 18 months of fundraising and hard work by our maintenance team to create this fabulous garden, but that effort will give people here many years of pleasure."
A warning has been issued after reports that fake bank accounts are being opened in Norfolk. Norfolk County Council Trading Standards has received reports from Norfolk residents that bank accounts are being opened in their names. The victims received a letter from a bank with information of a new account opened in their name. This was followed by a further letter with a bank card enclosed for the account. The victims were not customers of the bank and did not have any dealings with the bank sending the letter. The council gave this advice to anyone who receives a similar letter. If you receive bank letters that you know nothing about, contact the bank straight away. Keep a record of all conversations you have with the bank and copies of letters to do with the fraud. For further advice and to report scams, contact the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline via their online reporting form or by telephone on 03454 040506.